All right. Welcome, family. Welcome to another great episode of Transformed and Renewed. Hope that you are excited today. Listen, if this is your first time checking us out, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to this channel that we can get more updates as it relates to holistic health. Okay. So again, if this is your first time, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And if you are returning, welcome, welcome, family. Listen, we got another great episode. I'm not going to stop short of providing you with some top high quality content because, again, we're going to keep it rolling. Past couple of weeks, we talked about several different ways that you can really upgrade your nutrition, one with vitamins, minerals, dietary supplements. We just talked about, you know, of course, opting for whole foods. And tonight, we're going to be focusing on phytochemicals. And if you've never heard of that term, you will want to stick around because this is going to be very key, because if you don't know about it, it can really bless you. So again, make sure you stick around. So we're just going to jump right into it. So when you think about the word phytochemical or phytonutrients, they can actually be used interchangeably, but these are actually compounds found in plant foods. And I do have an article for you today because I do also want you to see some of the research behind phytochemicals and why this is a big thing. You know, sometimes because we may not know certain pieces of information, we just think that we are pretty much fine. But I will tell you that a lot of things that you don't know can, you know, cause you to be affected, and that could be negatively. And so, you know, tonight I really want to do my best with sharing this information with you, and hopefully you have a better understanding about phytonutrients, you know, the benefits of phytonutrients, where they're found, and even diving into those sources, those food sources, so that way you can start to benefit from them. And even if you know someone who's dealing with a health issue, there is still hope. You know, of course, you know, I believe in prayer. And that is one thing I want to highlight today. Is today is National Prayer Day. And don't know who you pray to, but I pray to the creator of heaven and earth, G-O-D. Okay. And so want you to really keep that in mind. Pray for someone today, or just pray that, you know, the people will be saved. You know, that's one thing I pray, that souls will be saved, because we don't know when Jesus is coming back. Okay. So wanted to intervene with that note, and I'll do another reminder at the end so that way we can continue to pray. Okay. So back to phytonutrients. Phytonutrients, again, are compounds found in plant foods or plants. And one thing about phytonutrients is that they are antioxidants. They have so many kind of forms and benefits. You know, they are anti-cancerous. They can be anti-diabetic. Okay. They can even be antimicrobial, and they contain various different properties, but they're not vitamins or minerals. Okay. So these are just compounds that are found in plant foods. And you've likely have heard of some phytonutrients or phytochemicals. You've heard of beta carotene, which may be found, which is likely found in carrots or sweet potatoes. And then you've also heard of anthocyanidins, which are found in purple or blue type foods, or red foods like grapes, okay, or even red cherries, or black cherries, or blackberries. And so these are just some examples of phytonutrients, okay? And so, again, I wanted to share an article with you because I think this is really going to drive home about the benefits, like really taking a deeper dive into the benefits, but not only that, the food sources. And so, again, I wanted to share this information with you so that way you can at least walk away saying, you know what, I learned something. I learned something important. So let's get into it. Let me hide that. So this was a article that I came across. And with a lot of articles, I do like to dive into it to understand what the research was based on. And this is pretty much investigating, you know, breast cancer, but the anti cancer potential of dietary phytochemicals with this. And so this was looking at various approaches of different phytochemicals that can attack breast cancer in several different ways. You know, one, of course, was antioxidants, cell inducing, and et cetera. So kind of like I mentioned, and what I have highlighted here is pretty much what I've already shared, is that phytochemicals in blue are like plant-based compounds found in vegetables, plant foods, vegetables, fruits, grains, et cetera. Now, what I have also underlined is that you do have bioactive phytochemicals that protect cells from cancer-causing injury, okay? So that is one benefit right there, is that they do protect cells from cancer-causing benefit. And listed below, it goes into examples about different phytochemicals as well as, you know, different foods. For example, here we have, let's see, we have datezine, which is associated with soy products, and then also found in the form of flavonoids, okay? And then as you go down, it just talks about different components such as vegetables, potatoes, apples, pink guava, etc., that are associated with lycopene, hydroxycalcone, and then naringenin. Okay, and so don't want to butcher up any words, but I do want to pronounce them accordingly. So coming back to this side, you know, again, this is an article. Like I said, I thought it was very neat, and I did want to highlight some things because I know this does get into the nitty-gritty of the research, and I don't want you to have a headache, but I did want to take the time to highlight some things that I know that you could at least say, okay, I understand this, and this makes sense. So with this, it, you know, talks about the different therapies. So here what I have highlighted is it talks about, you have, of course, traditional options when it comes to trying to mediate or remedy breast cancer. So you have radiotherapy, chemo radiotherapies. You also have immunotherapy, small molecular inhibitors, and you also have hormonal therapy. So you have all these different therapies, and one on radiotherapy and chemo radiotherapy is that sometimes it has risk with anything that has frequencies going through your body that can present some risk. And so with each of these surgical or therapeutic options, there is, of course, a pro, but there is also a con. But one thing when it comes to phytochemicals is that these, what I highlighted here, is that they are essential, okay, for anti-cancer medicine. So think about that. If phytochemicals are essential for an essential natural resource for anti-cancer medicine, that then poses another question. Why are there so many drugs? And some drugs do have a plant-based compound in them, but we also know that they do have side effects. So why the side effects? And with anything, even plants, if you have too much of a high dosage with them, you know, like I mentioned in the early videos, you have what is known as toxicity levels, and these can affect you. And so it is important to understand the ratio of that. But kind of going down is, let's see. So here what I have highlighted is that natural plant extracts have showed higher anti-tumor responses, better than former. Let's see. Okay. Had to make sure I was still reading the same one. All right. So natural plant extracts have shown higher anti-tumor responses and better pharmacological or bioactivity with less toxicity in patients with advanced BC or breast cancer. Okay, so when we think about this, this pretty much shows us from the research, and it does have like the references at the end and even noted here with the numbers, but it shows us that, hey, with these plant extracts or these phytonutrients, they have showed higher anti-tumor responses, meaning that they are going in and taking care of business better than, of course, your traditional drugs are doing or therapies. And so this also kind of shows us off the back that phytonutrients have a great or play a great role in a lot of plant foods and in the body. And so I wanted to scroll over this, and you can actually access this article. I believe it is open access. So you can access this. And I apologize because I know some of these articles, they do have a lot of tables that are rotated the opposite way. And so I tried it with this, but I wasn't getting going this route with the I had to pay to rotate it. It's crazy. But anyway, I did want to show you this table, which shows you where you can get some of these. And so I know one of the questions, you know, from my description was where you can find these as well as the benefits. And so these are the compounds, and then these are the sources where you can find these. So these compounds are essentially phytonutrients. These are actually where you can find some of these food products, find them in these food products. And one thing I will say is, as you look at this table or any type of table that shows compounds, and then it also shows what this compound particularly does. So like, for example, like curcumin, which I know is anti-cancer, which is found in turmeric, but it can also have other benefits such as antioxidant, antimicrobial, et cetera. And so some of these compounds can have multiple uses. And if they do, one thing I like to do is I like to focus on, okay, what are these sources of plant foods, whether it's herbs, spices, fruits, vegetables, what are these foods that contain multiple sources? And so that way I can get pretty much have a double or even a bulk, you know, benefit from it. And so as you look at some of these sources, you can see, okay, tomatoes, potatoes. I will say some that I've seen in multiple categories would be cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, kale, cabbage, bok choy. Some of these can actually overlap into different categories that have multiple compounds, which means they have a greater usage rate in terms of protecting your body. And so these are just kind of information that helps you with deciding, okay, what food should I really eat and what should I include as part of my diet? And I will say that this is a start in terms of really understanding, okay, let's look at the source, let's look at the compounds, and let's see, okay, what are kind of overlapping in different categories. And so I would just go through some of these. And like I say, this is just a table. I like the way they have it laid out. And again, you can actually access this. I do believe it is an open source with the title at the top. But again, these show you the compounds, and then they also show you the sources. And again, I want you to take note of the sources, the types of vegetables, the types of fruits and whole grains. And that way you can actually say, okay, you know what? These are overlapping, which means that's a good thing, which means that if they're showing up occasionally or if they're showing up often, then that means that's something that I need to include a part of my diet. Of course, you always want to get a good bulk of everything, okay? Because fruits can have certain types of compounds as well as vegetables. And so when you mix the two, when you're getting a good source or a good variety of those, then you're pretty much giving yourself some good tools to work with, okay? So again, I like this table from this particular article because it pretty much has it laid out straight up. And this is something that I think can really help you, especially if you're saying, you know what, I need some help in terms of really getting my nutritional track. This is a good start, okay? And so these are just some examples of what phytochemicals can do. What I have highlighted here just kind of talks about cell proliferation, in that when you have breast cancer cells in your body, it can, or even in this case of cancer, it can cause abnormal cellular growth. Okay. And so that means that cells can start to proliferate, but these are not good cells. These are abnormal cells, which are against your body. And so what phytochemicals can do is they can prevent the growth of these breast cancer cells by targeting the regulatory proteins of the cell cycle. And so blood has some examples of it, but again, in each one of these, I know this is the first one, but as you go down, it talks about the different categories in which phytochemicals pretty much do damage in eradicating the breast cancer cells. You also have inducing the cell cycle, alteration in the cell cycle can cause cancer, but then phytochemicals can inhibit. Okay, so that word inhibit shows up again where phytochemicals pretty much stop. So they are stopping the oxidation. They are, let me see what I had just wrote. So they are stopping the cell proliferation. They are stopping the cell cycle arrest, and they are doing so much. But the key word, of course, is inhibit. They are just stopping. Okay. And when you think of, if you have trouble thinking of what phytochemicals do, I just think of compound. So they are coming together to pound on the enemy that is trying to do damage against your body. Okay. And so you want to get foods that contain high sources of phytochemicals, foods, especially with color variety. These are going to be good at providing you with these benefits. And throughout this article, again, it just goes into showing and highlighting what these phytochemicals or phytonutrients are doing in terms of inhibition, preventing, or just destroying these radicals or these breast cancer cells. And so, like I said, if you take a look at this, I encourage you to, and like I said, I just highlighted some things that you can at least take away and that will stick out. And these are, again, just ways that some of the benefits that phytochemicals can do when we are really consuming the foods that we need. So, again, I know that this article is quite extensive, and I wanted to do my best trying to highlight some things that you could take away. And again, it is still an extensive article, and it goes into some diagrams of the cellular pathway and how different phytochemicals work in the body, inhibiting the cell cycle, inducing the breast cancer cells. And so this is something, again, that I found very interesting, you know, research, especially when it comes to health, disease, and prevention. You know, one thing I like seeing is where whole foods are pretty much shining. And also, to me, it just kind of goes back to even when I think about Bible, you know, God is very creative, and he is, you know, the creator, because in the beginning, when I read Genesis, how God pretty much provided man with the plants, herbs. As we see here, we got herbs, then we have spices, but plants. And God knew that these plants would contain compounds that would be essential for us in terms of eradicating diseases or helping to prevent, you know, certain cells that are abnormal that could be cancer cells in our bodies. Knew that consuming certain foods could block that or prevent certain cells from growing. And so sometimes I'm just fascinated by that. But I did hope that you do walk away from this like, you know what, I really need to up my phytochemicals. Like, I need to get some phytochemicals. So, and I hope that this did inspire you, because it did inspire me. And again, I hope that as you are growing, of course, in your nutritional journey, that you are taking some of these tips that I've shared with you and that you're applying them. Because at the end of the day, family, I want you to not have to be in the doctor's office every other month or even at all. I want you to, if the only time you have to go to a doctor's office is for a physical. So I want you to really, you know, take some management over your health. And by me sharing these tools with you, I hope that they are serving as a blessing to you. So if they are, make sure you share your comments with us. Let me know, hey, did you like this comment? Has it helped you? Has it helped a family member? I don't know. I don't know, you know, if you have a family member or a friend who's dealing with a health issue, but I do hope that some of this information that I'm sharing with you, you can actually use it and apply it, and that it can really be a blessing to you. So if you enjoy this content, family, make sure you give us a like, subscribe, follow us on all social media platforms, except for Twitter, because I don't have an account anymore. But make sure you stay up to date with us at RoBody1212, because we got great content coming for you. And again, if you enjoy this content, make sure you share some feedback and even give us a like. Till next time, family, we are coming with more information, because I want to see you grow and I want to see you at your best, okay? And so until next time, hope you have a great day, morning, wherever you are, and I will talk with you later.